Today on the Travel Guys, it's playoff day. It's contest day for our mystery spot contest. For 2 months, our listeners have been identifying mystery spots on the radio. Today, we have six of them live in studio, and in an hour, one of them will be the winner of a $2,500 prize. Today on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man and
king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. I'm on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Indeed. Let's go on with the show. Good Sunday afternoon to you. As Aaron said, not as warm as it has been the last few days. I'm Mark Hoffman. We are the Travel Guys. Tom Romano is out on bail today as the daughters is getting married in just 2 weeks. Aaron is getting married in 2 weeks, too. More about that later. I am Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here on this Sunday afternoon in Sacramento. It is Mystery Spot Contest Day on the Travel Guys. We have six contestants here in our KFBK studios. You're going to meet all of them over the next 45 minutes to an hour, and by 3 o'clock, one of them is going to be the winner of a great prize. So, without further ado, let's get the travel news out of the way for today, and then we'll get on with the contest. Ever been to Niagara Falls? If you have, you know that people have gone over the falls in barrels. They've walked across the falls. One of the great Wallendas, a fifth-generation great Wallenda, is going to walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope on the 15th of June. Does that sound like something you'd like to be a part of? It does to me. Actually, a seventh-generation, not a fifth-generation, great Wallenda is going to cross over the falls. Nick Wallenda on the 15th of June. I think we will try to get him on the Travel Guys and talk to him before he does that. In Chicago, they have had a 26-foot statue of Marilyn Monroe up on the Magnificent Mile now for about half a year. It shows Marilyn in her infamous pose with her skirt kind of being caught by the wind. The Marilyn Monroe statue is headed for Palm Springs. It should be there in just a few days. You'll be able to look up Marilyn's dress now forever if you're in the right city. Keep it clean. The summer travel outlook. Flights are packed. A record number of U.S. travelers will take to the air this summer. An estimated 2.24 million travelers a day will take to the skies this summer. More international travelers than any time in American history. Of course, what this means is what we talked about last week, and that is that the airfares are going to be tight all summer. Here's a list, Mark's list, best airlines for families. Emirates Airlines, British Airways, Singapore Airlines, Lufthansa, Gulf Air, Qantas, Virgin Atlantic. Wait a minute, you say. Where are the American carriers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is Virgin America is the first one to show up on the list. Absolutely. If you're a family, the message is just don't fly on American Airlines. Disneyland has a very exclusive private club, Club 33. Some of you may have picked up on this in the newspaper. They have offered invitations now to the first 100 people on the club's 800-name waiting list. Club 33, which is inside Disneyland, described as the most exclusive address of all, opened 6 months after Walt Disney's death in 1967. Unlike other Disneyland restaurants, Club 33 serves alcohol. According to Disney, new Club 33 members will get exclusive sneak peeks at park enhancements and new attractions and the availability to use VIP tour guides, valet parking, and complimentary hotel upgrades. All that for only half of your wallet. And finally, quickly, here's another really cool story. Tom Frankenberg is a 22-year-old student in England. He had the perfect vacation planned for him and his girlfriend to Malta, except she broke up with him. So he tried to sell his vacation on eBay, but learned that he couldn't. So he wanted his $1,600 trip to be enjoyed by a deserving pair, so he posted a video on YouTube offering to give it away for free. Quote, I genuinely want to get rid of this holiday, and after a lot of thought, I thought this would be the best way to do it. It's going to be an interesting experience, something I'll remember forever, and I think it's going to be fun. He says he wants to personally choose the deserving couple and is sorting through nominations for the trip. He plans a video to announce the winner in June. I see a marketing opportunity for somebody here if they're paying attention. According to Frankenberg's YouTube page, the vacation is scheduled for July 3rd through the 10th and includes direct flights between Malta and East Midlands Airport, a stay at the hotel in Malta, and a car rental. And that is your travel news for today. Mr. Romano, as I mentioned, is out exploring the streets of Sacramento, getting ready. Daughter number one is getting, I don't remember if daughter number one is getting married first or daughter number two is getting married first, but they're both happening this summer, one of them in just 2 weeks. So Tom will be back with you next week. I am here with six contestants, and we are going to start the Mystery Spot Finals in just a few moments. Somebody is going to win a trip to Honolulu or New York City in just the next 45 minutes. All the details coming up. We are the Travel Guys. This is FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. All right. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. This is Mark Hoffman. Tom Romano is out running around Sacramento loose. If you see him somewhere, get a leash and bring him back. He's due here at the KFBK studios. It's time for our Mystery Spot contest. We have three of our six very nervous contestants here in studio. If you don't think they're nervous, why, you try this sometime, coming into a radio station studio on a Sunday afternoon with absolutely no idea what's going to happen when you get there. So let me tell you what's going to happen so you can play along at home. You won't need to call in today because there are no prizes for our listeners, but you are welcome to play along at home. Our first round is going to start in just a moment. We have Judy Limer and Nikki Johnson and Ryan Swallow. Judy is from Lincoln, and Nikki is from Cameron Park, and Ryan is from Roseville. And they have all won previously in the Mystery Spot contest. Judy picked Scotty's Castle. Nikki identified the Smithsonian Museums, and Ryan identified Crazy Horse Memorial in South Dakota. So what's going to happen in just a moment is they'll have a number of rounds. I'll select an envelope. We'll announce a clue. Judy will have an opportunity to guess it. We'll give another clue, and then Nikki will have an opportunity to guess, and then finally Ryan. The first guess is worth 2 points. Every guess after that is worth 1 point. We'll play as many rounds as we can in the next 10 minutes, and then we'll have our second set of contestants after the news, and finally our two winning contestants from the first two groups will come back and play off for the grand prize at $250. So, if I may have the first envelope, please. Envelope number 7. This is the first mystery spot. I'm a place. Not Disneyland, Judy. 5 seconds for your answer. Not Disneyland.
Disney World.
No, not Disney World. Nikki. The first clue is not Disneyland. The second clue, I was all the rage when I opened, but no one remembers that now. No idea? No idea at all. Okay, Ryan, here's the third clue. Not Disneyland. I was all the rage when I opened, but no one remembers that now. Third clue, Environmental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Universal Studios.
Nope. Not correct. All right, Judy, you get one chance here, one final chance. First, wait. Let me give you the clues. Not Disneyland. I was all the rage when I opened, but no one remembers that now. Environmental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. Last shot. No, the correct answer was Epcot Center. Environmental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. That's what the initials for Epcot stand for. No points in that round. Next round. Envelope number two. Here comes the... Okay. This is also an object. This is an object. Okay. You could say it's a place or an object. Nikki, you get the first shot here. This is an object. The first clue is China. No, good guess, though. Remember, we're looking for a place now. Looking for a place. Okay, Ryan, the first clue is China. Second clue is not a city. No, we're stumping them all here. China, not a city. Judy, here comes the third clue. Long but walkable. The Great Wall of China, absolutely. So Judy has a point. Let's go to the third round here and give Ryan an opportunity. Thank you. All righty. Good guess. The Great Wall of China. Oh, okay. Ryan, this is a place. Some might consider it an attraction. The first clue. I just celebrated my 100th birthday. I'm still in regular use, especially at this time of year. No guess. Judy. I just celebrated my 100th birthday. I'm still in regular use, especially at this time of the year. Second clue. I waited a long, long time for the Red Sox to be champions again. It's a place.
Stadium.
Do you have a guess?
No.
Okay. Nikki, just a second. Wait now. I just celebrated my 100th birthday. I'm still in regular use, especially at this time of the year. I waited a long time for the Red Sox to be champions again. Ted Williams played here.
Wrigley Stadium?
Nope, not Wrigley. That's in Chicago. Ryan, last chance. You don't know the name of Fenway Park in Boston? Okay. We had three rounds to go. Let's go back to Judy here. Let's go back to Judy. The Mystery Spot Contest is continuing. You're listening to FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. We are the Travel Guys. We're in the middle of our Mystery Spot Contest finals. Fourth Mystery Spot here in our first round of six. This is an object. You're pulling out all of the objects here. This is an object. I am a moving national monument, Judy. I'm a moving national monument.
The Vietnam Memorial.
No, that's pretty good. Nikki, I'm a moving national monument. The second clue is pulled by a blank. Pulled by a blank.
Horse.
Okay, we're looking over to Ryan here. I'm a moving national monument. Pulled by a blank. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
Cable car.
Cable cars. Very good, Ryan. Yeah. Identifies the mystery spot in round four. All right. What is our score here? Ryan has a point and Judy has a point. Okay. We have two rounds to go, so our winner is still yet to be determined. Nikki, you have the first clue here. This is an object. Remember, we're looking for a mystery spot, so it's obviously maybe a historical object, or like Fenway Park, it's a historical stadium. This is a historical object. In Philadelphia, we ring in the years, historically speaking.
The Liberty Bell?
The Liberty Bell is correct. Right off the bat, the next clues were across the street from Independence Hall is this object, a national landmark, and I'm not perfect. In fact, I'm cracked. So Nikki picks up 2 points. We are headed for the last preliminary round. Nikki has 2. Judy and Ryan have 1. This is hypothetical. I'll get anybody to the lead or at least to a tie. Ryan, you have the first shot at this particular item. This would be an attraction. Or a destination. It's still standing in the heart of this Texas city.
Alamo.
The Alamo is correct. And Ryan, congratulations, sir. You have 3 points. You shall be the finalist. Invited to stay around. Nikki and Judy, I thank you both for playing. And I'm sorry, but it's time to grab the purse and go. Ryan will be back in the last segment to join us again. So thank all three of you for our mystery spot contest. Ryan pulls out the Alamo. The other clues were Davy Crockett, and the battle was legendary, but those inside were seriously outnumbered. So thank you all for playing. And Ryan and Nikki and Judy. All right. Have we got a little break that we can take here, Brandon, for 60 seconds? And then we'll come back with more of the Mystery Spot Contest. This is FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman here. Tom Romano out on leave this weekend. And here live at the KFBK studios today, we are doing our Mystery Spot playoffs, our finals of our Mystery Spot contest that was going on for 6 weeks. We have gotten six winners. They are all live in the studio. We have already eliminated two of them and qualified one for our prize for our finals. Ryan is in the finals, and we are going to have another set of contestants coming up here right after the news at the bottom of the hour. A couple of quick reminders. Lots of great stuff. Today we're playing contests and having fun, but if you are more interested in things related to travel, cool, neat things, lists that will help you, things that you should do maybe before you travel overseas, just helpful hints for traveling, go to travelguysradio.com, travelguysradio.com, all one word, and you can find all of that information, plus you can find all of our past programs, including our show last week, which featured a wonderful charitable organization named Kiva, K-I-V-A. And if you go to kivakiva.org, you can find out more about this wonderful organization, which basically is matching people who have dollars with people who don't. People from the United States who are willing to loan $25 at a time to folks in mostly third world countries and help them get a start or make their lives just a little bit better. All of that information, we had a very special program last week, and if you'd like to listen to that program, you can hear that or any of our other previous programs at travelguysradio.com. Learn all about Kiva.org, which really is a wonderful way for those who travel or those who don't travel to be able to help out around the planet. Imagine that. You can loan people money $25 at a time. Our lovely news gal, Erin, is popping into the room now. Hello, Erin. Wedding time is coming.
I know.
It's coming very soon.
Very soon. 13 days, but who's counting?
Oh,
I'm not counting.
Are we sleeping well at night?
No.
What's his name?
His name is David.
His name is David. Is he from around here?
He's from around here. Yes, he's from around here.
How did you meet him?
Through a mutual friend. And
how long have you known him?
3 years.
Okay, that's good.
Dad.
That's good. Well, I just want to make sure that whatever is about to happen here, you know, is something that, you know, we can talk about on the radio.
Absolutely.
At least to an extent.
You know, you don't need the gory details or anything.
No, certainly
but,
not.
You know.
Certainly not. It's all pretty exciting. Where are you getting married at?
We're getting married at my parents' home in Stockton, lovely Stockton, California.
I see. Well, hey, listen, there's lots of neat things in Stockton. Be nice.
It's a beautiful place. I grew up there. It's always sad to hear these stories about Stockton.
So you're getting married in 13 days. Where are you going on your honeymoon?
We're going to lovely sunny Oahu, Hawaii.
Oh, I see. So how come you're not in here trying to win the prize on the travel
prize? I was trying to butter up some folks out there, those beautiful faces in the window, to see if they would be willing to take me on their trip, but no bites. It's all right. I'll remember you guys. I got your numbers.
All right. We are the Travel Guys. Right after Erin does the news and gets you updated on the lovely weather outside, it's a little bit muggy, but at least it's cooler.
It's cooler. Take it.
Amen. We will be back with round two of our Mystery Spot contest, and then finally our finalists. You can play along at home or on the radio if you like while you're driving around Sacramento. The Mystery Spot contest coming up next after the news. We are the Travel Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman here. Tom Romano, not here. If anyone sees Tom wandering around town, he's the guy saying, my daughters are all getting married. My daughters are all getting married. He's just wandering around, probably in a shopping mall or perhaps just on a freeway somewhere. I'll tell Erin to watch for him when the traffic reports. Anyways, Tom will be back with us next week. I will be traveling and he will be in the studio. And then the next week, I will be in the studio and he will be getting a daughter married. So everybody is getting married here at KFBK practically in the next couple of weeks, I think. Yeah, well, almost everybody. All right, it's time for the second round of the Mystery Spot contest. For those of you who are brand new, for 6 weeks, we had our listeners each week identify a mystery spot. We gave clues on the air. They were entitled to call in and win a modest consolation prize. Dorothy Cousins, Jill Connor, and Linda Morales, who are all in front of me, are all three winners in weekly winners in that contest. So they have been invited back today. One of the three of them is going to pair up with Ryan, and who won the first round, and come back here in about 15 minutes and see who wins that trip to Hawaii or New York City, or a $2,500 travel certificate from Sports Leisure Vacation. So it will be your choice. We have explained all the rules ahead of time. Just a reminder for those of you who have just tuned in, what we're going to do is we're still playing mystery spots. So what we're identifying are places or objects. I'll give them that clue when we start each round. There'll be three clues. We'll give a clue, and then one of our contestants will have an opportunity to guess. Second clue and a guess. Third clue and a guess. And then the first guesser will have a second opportunity. The first correct answer on the first guess is worth 2 points. After that, it's worth one. After six rounds, whoever has the most points goes on. Does that make sense to everybody? I hope.
Yes.
That was very quick. All right. Here we go with the Mystery Spot Contest. Second round. Mystery Spot number one. Dorothy, you have the first clue. This is, you call this an attraction? I would call this a place or maybe a thing. Place or a thing. Dorothy, the first clue is, it's a great river, not in North America.
Oh, boy. The Amazon in South America.
The Amazon River is an incredibly correct guess. Right out of the blue. Dorothy, congratulations. A great river, not North America. Could have been, of course, the Nile. You know, we had some other guesses. Generally, people travel up this river was a second clue. Ends on the coast of Brazil was the third clue. Okay, second round, mystery spot. Dun, 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 dun. Jill gets the first shot this time. Okay. This is a place. This is a place, ladies, a place. Home of the annual Rose Parade, which is held in June.
Pasadena?
Ooh.
Oh, wrong one.
No, 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 no. Okay. Now on to Linda. This is the first clue was home of the annual Rose Parade, which is held in June. Second clue. Neighbor to the north.
Portland.
Portland, Oregon is the correct answer. Linda Morales of Rancho Cordova pulls that one out. The third clue was going to be second largest city in the Pacific Northwest. And you're sitting over there kicking yourself.
Very much.
Yes, very much. Sorry about that. All right, let's see. I have Dorothy, Jill, and Linda, right? Okay, have to make sure I get everybody in order. Here is our third mystery spot. We will have six of them here in the second round. This is mystery spot number three in this round. This is a place. This is a place. Linda, first clue. Of the five boroughs that make up New York City, I have the smallest population.
The Bronx?
No, not the Bronx. Not the Bronx. Dorothy, one of the five boroughs that make up New York City, I have the smallest population. You might say I'm an island.
Staten.
Staten Island is correct. Way to go, Dorothy. Staten Island, the third clue was going to be entrance to the harbor. Entrance to the harbor. So, of course, Manhattan is also an island. So that could have been a possible guess. Whoops. Hang on here. Technical. Hang on. Hold on. Hold on. There's a piece of paper loose in the studio. Okay. Almost a catastrophe. All right. After the first three rounds, we have three to go. What's our score now?
Dorothy has three.
Linda has one. Jill has no points, but there is still lots of time to catch up. Here we go. It's our mystery clue. Now, this is our fourth destination here in our second semifinal round. For those of you who are playing along at home, the first clue is this is a place. This destination is 75 miles from Key West.
Miami, Florida?
Miami, Florida. An excellent guess, but not the guess that we're looking for. Miami, Florida. Jill, here's your opportunity to get on the scoreboard. First clue, this destination is 75 miles from Key West. Second clue, hottest new destination, but not everyone can go.
Cuba?
Cuba is correct, absolutely. You can only go to Cuba on a people-to-people trip on a humanitarian mission right now, which includes doctors, nurses, or anybody who knows one. So you can get to Cuba, and people are getting there in increasing numbers. The third clue, which Linda would have gotten, was Bay of Pigs. So we are now four rounds in. Dorothy has 3 points. Our other two contestants each have one. We have two mystery spots left to identify in this round. First clue this time goes to Jill. For 2 points, Jill, this is a destination. It's a place. The theater district is in the west end of this European city.
Paris.
No, good guess, though. We go now to Linda. The theater district is in the west end of this European city. Second clue. My airport is legendary for international travelers.
London?
London would be correct. Yes, very good. Very good, Linda. London, theater district is the west end. And the airport, of course, Heathrow, is legendary for international travelers, not always for good reasons. And the third clue would have been home of the 2012 Summer Olympics. Home of the 2012 Summer Olympics. So here we have our sixth and final semifinal mystery spot. Linda Morales, you get the first shot. This is, a place or a thing. Place or a thing would fit either definition. One famous highway celebrates its 100th birthday next year, but I'm more famous than he is.
Route 66.
Route 66 is correct. What an amazing guess. The second clue, if it had got back around here to Dorothy, was going to be often called the Mother Road. I ran from Chicago to Los Angeles. And the third clue was the original movie Cars is based on many of my destinations and characters. So, Linda is the winner of the round by pulling out Route 66 out of the very end once again. So, Linda, if you will retire with the other ladies to the green room, we will see you again in a few moments. Thank you, Dorothy and Jill, for coming and playing again. Very exciting, very exciting. Yes, what's the worst thing, Aaron, is having to tell two people each time we have a round here that somebody has to go home.
I know.
The worst one is going to be at the end of the next round because somebody doesn't win the big prize.
I know, I'm biting my nails.
It was 1 out of 6. Now it's down to 1 out of 2. Ryan and Linda are left. We are the Travel Guys. You're listening. If you're wondering what's going on today, it's a little bit different program. We're having our Mystery Spot Contest Finals. For the last 2 months, we've been asking our listeners to identify mystery spots all around the planet. Six of them were lucky enough to pick one and win a consolation prize. They are all six in studio today. You have heard from all of them. Ryan and Linda are two semifinal finalist winners, and they are going to come back right after this break and play for a trip to Hawaii or New York City right here on the Travel Guys at FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. All right. Welcome back to the final segment of the Travel Guys. Aaron, what was that? Cheaperthandirt.com?
Yeah, what was that?
We're going to have to investigate that.
I'm cheaper than dirt.
We are farmers. Sure miss those commercials.
I do, too.
In the old days. All right. We have two very nervous contestants here, our two finalists for the Travel Guys Mystery Spot Contest. You know, we did this a couple of years ago, Aaron, and our winner went to Hawaii. She enhanced her 5-night stay with 4 more nights and spent about 10 days over in Hawaii. Our runner-up just went on a cruise with her special one. They went back to Newark and took a cruise out of New York City. So that's what happened to our previous winners 2 years ago. So now we're up to the finals. We've got Linda Morales from Rancho Cordova, who pulled hers out by guessing Route 66 there on the very last round. And Ryan pulled his out on the very last round also. So both of these folks won at the very last minute. So you know the format. It's basically the same thing as we had before. There are going to be still 3 clues. So the first person will get a chance to guess. The first guess is worth 2 points. After that, it's worth 1 point. We'll give the second clue. We'll give the third clue. And then I'll go back to the person who has only had one guess and give them a second final opportunity to answer the question. So you'll actually have each of you will have 2 opportunities to guess the clue. And because we didn't have any ties in the first round, first 2 rounds, if time permits, we will have 7 rounds instead of 6. If we're tied for any reason at the end of our last regular round, then we'll have a sudden death playoff round at which I will just give a clue and the first person to let out the right answer will be the winner. I have an assistant judge here in the studio, Aaron Haight, in order to, because Romano is off, we haven't had any calls
No.
from Romano or anybody who's seen. No Tom Romano sightings.
I've checked traffic. I don't see a strange man wandering around.
Okay.
So.
Or you, sometimes you have those stories with guys without their clothes on or things like that.
None of those, but
fortunately, that's not happening. All right. Here we go with the very first destination in the final round of the Mystery Spot Contest. For those of you driving around town and playing at home, this is an attraction. This is an attraction. You might call it a destination. You might also call it a place. So, Ryan, you'll have the first shot at this one. Sir, for 2 points, our most profitable in California and therefore most important state park. Our most profitable and therefore most important state park. In the state of, this would be in California. Our most profitable and therefore most important state park. Linda, the second clue is high on a hill overlooking the Pacific.
Angel Island.
No, not Angel Island, but that is a state park. That was a very good guess, actually. I that wouldn't have been a guess of mine, but that was a good guess. Back to Ryan for the second time. The last clue is California's most famous castle. The other clues are our most profitable and therefore most important state park, high on a hill overlooking the Pacific, and finally, California's most famous castle. Any idea, Ryan? No idea at all. Okay. Linda, your last shot. What do you think it is?
Hearst Castle.
Hearst Castle. Yes. Very good. Very good. First point. Linda is the first to draw blood. Well, maybe we shouldn't say that. I mean, I don't want things to get violent here in the studio. Okay. Linda, you get the first shot at the next clue. This is a destination. This is a destination. This one is kind of interesting. Linda, for 2 points. Color of her hair, name of this town.
Redwood City.
Ooh, very good. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's not the answer that we're looking for, though. Ryan, the first clue was color of her hair, name of this town. Second clue.
Auburn.
Ryan, that's right. So I'll take your answer. Very good. The second clue was prettiest little downtown in Northern California, some say. And then the third clue was Penryn, Newcastle,
Auburn.
Exactly. Okay. So 1 point apiece. 1 point apiece. 1 point apiece. We are now back to Ryan, who has the first in our third round here of our mystery contest finals. Ryan, ooh, this is a place. This is an attraction. It's a place. It's a famous Italian monument. Famous Italian monument.
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa. Ryan, who won the first round by pulling one right out of the air, pulls another one out of the air, and that's correct. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is correct. On the first clue, Linda, had it gone to you, it would have. The next clue was something's not quite right here. Because, of course, it's leaning, and the third clue was I'm crooked, and we're not talking mafia. So, Ryan, good job. You have pulled into the lead here, 3 points to one. Linda, here is your chance to get this one on the very first guess and pull even with Ryan again. This is round four. We have three more rounds to go before we declare a winner. This is an attraction. This is an attraction. Isn't it interesting how these have come out? I have to tell you, folks, there were 20 envelopes at the beginning of the contest. They're all randomly chosen, so the order that they've come out in is absolutely completely random. This is an attraction. Linda, when I opened, I changed the face of historic city. Woo, woo. When I opened, I changed the face of a historic city. Woo, woo.
Chicago.
Chicago. Excellent guess. Not the correct guess. Ryan, for 1 point. When I opened, I changed the face of this historic city. Train sound, train sound. Outside this building, they once turned the tables, so to speak. Outside this building, they once turned the tables, so to speak. Any idea? All right, let's go back to Linda and give her the third clue. First two clues. When I opened, I changed the face of a historic city. Woo woo! That would be a train clue. Outside this building, they once turned the tables, so to speak. Third clue. You can practically see the end of the Pony Express from my front door. Sort of ironic, don't you think? You can practically see the end of the Pony Express from my front door. Sort of ironic, don't you think?
Sacramento.
Sacramento, would you care to elaborate on that a little bit more than Sacramento? I'm looking for a specific place in Sacramento.
Old Town Sacramento? The Railroad Museum.
Not close enough. Have to take Old Town Sacramento as your answer. Doesn't mean the other answer was right or wrong. Just means I can't take that answer. Ryan, do you want to take a shot?
Sacramento Railroad Museum?
That's the Railroad Museum. Yes, the Historical Railroad Museum in Old Sacramento is what we're looking for. All right, three rounds to go. Ryan is in the lead. Linda is attentive. Ryan, this is an attraction. I am the biggest attraction in the Emerald City. It's a mystery spot. It's an attraction. The biggest attraction in the Emerald City. No clue. Probably trying to figure out what. If you know what the Emerald City is, you're in good shape. If you don't say anything. Now, because you want to give Linda any extra help. Linda, I'm the biggest attraction in the Emerald City. Second clue, I just turned 50 years old and I was built to honor a very special event you don't see anymore.
I have no idea.
No idea. Okay. Back to Ryan. I'm the biggest attraction in the Emerald City. I just turned 50 years old and I was built to honor a very special event you don't see anymore. Third clue, thread the eye of the...
Cinderella's Castle in Disneyland.
Linda, your last shot here. Let me go over the three clues for you here. It looks like you might have a guess. I am the biggest attraction in the Emerald City. I just turned 50 years old, and I was built to honor a very special event. You don't see this event anymore. Thread the eye of the?
The needle.
The needle. And your answer would be?
Needle.
Needles, California. No, that's not going to work. We're looking. I can hear the people at home right now. I can hear the people at home. We're looking for the Space Needle in Seattle. The biggest attraction in the Emerald City. Yeah, just turned 50 years old a couple of weeks ago and thread the eye of the needle. Okay, we've got two more rounds to go. So, Linda, in order to win, you've got to get these next two. All right. Here we go. This is a place. Linda Morales, first clue, hometown of the president.
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Boy, how lucky can you get? Linda gets. Linda, what were the other clues on that one? Here, let's see. What were the other two clues on that one? Hometown of the president, largest city in this state, and welcome to paradise. Were all of the clues. All right, the score, if by my accounting, is 4-3. Is that what we got?
No, we're tied.
We're tied.
Holy Moses,
it's the last round. It's 2:57 and we're tied. We better get with the program here. All right. Ryan, first clue. This is a place. Travel Guys listeners will recognize this Oregon city that is home to a chocolate and a Shakespeare festival. No clue. Okay. Linda, Travel Guys listeners will recognize this Oregon city that is home to a chocolate and a Shakespeare festival. Clear number two, to figure out my name, remember the volcanoes nearby.
Ashland, Oregon
is correct. And Linda Morales, congratulations. You are the mystery spot winner. You are the mystery spot winner, and you are likely to remember that place for a long time. A long, long time. Well, congratulations, Linda. So, Linda, where are you planning on going? We just have a very short time. Where do you think you're going to go?
New York City.
You're going to go to New York? Have you been there before?
I did. I've gone there with Sports Leisure Vacation.
You did? Okay.
And Thanksgiving.
So now you're going to go back and make an excursion of your own. Well, congratulations. You have won 5 nights hotel and 2 airfares for 2 people. You can go just about any time that you like. And congratulations. You beat out 5 other wonderful folks today who were all good enough to come down and be a part. Remember to give your gift card to Ryan because he's our runner-up. Ryan, you've won a ticket on Southwest Airlines, anywhere that Southwest flies. So we'll get in touch with you and make sure you get that, and we'll talk to our 2 winners off the air. Thank you for listening to the Mystery Spot Finals on the Travel Guys today. Tom will be back next week. We are the Travel Guys. Remember, an hour a week is all we ask.